Ozzie Guillen on the program. That was amazing. I know we're still live. Hi, everybody. John Zaglul, Sports Talk Chicago. John Meadows here with us, directing and producing. We're live everywhere, Facebook, Twitch, YouTube, and all your favorite podcasting platforms. What a show. What a day. I'm so happy we got Ozzie on. Took a while, took 2 years in the making, and I'm really happy that we got to launch that here tonight. Exclusive interview. Some really interesting notes on Tim Anderson that we're going to have to talk about later, I'm sure, and write up. Ozzie did not mince his words. Ozzie did not pull any punches. And I think that's what made the interview so great. And it's what makes him so great as an analyst and as a former manager. I thought the Sox should have hired him. I was pretty adamant about that on this program. Didn't work out that way, but I think he will still be a very exciting and interesting presence around this team for the rest of the year. We're sponsored by our good friends at Amish Country Farms. Find them today in Orland Park, Illinois, for the best Amish food in all of Chicagoland. Imports weekly from the Amish of Northern Indiana. Tell them Sports Talk Chicago sent you. They're going to take real good care of you. We have about 20, 25 minutes left here in the program, and we did have some stuff to talk about here today, some Bears news, some really scary Bears news if you're a big Justin Fields fan. But I just want to say again, thank you to Ozzie. Thank you to all of you for tuning in tonight. And if you missed it, saw a couple of people saying they missed the interview, it will be up on YouTube. The replay of this live stream will be up. We're also going to cut up the interview and post that either tonight or tomorrow exclusively. The entire interview is a separate video. So if you missed it, don't fret. We're going to make sure we get that up for you just a little bit. Do you want to talk about the Bears here for a second? Justin Fields is at the center of more trade rumors. The trade carousel goes round and round and round, and Justin Fields, as of this point, is being projected in some mock drafts to be traded. The Bears are supposed to draft Bryce Young, and it seems like every single day we go through this, if you flip on ESPN today and tomorrow, you'll see them discussing on First Take or Get Up, should Justin Fields be traded? Should the Bears trade Justin Fields? And we keep hearing this conversation, and I have to say, frankly, it's getting pretty damn annoying. I understand that we have a little bit to go till NFL draft day, and these rumors are going to be swirling, and everybody's going to eat up this content, including myself. I'm a sucker for it because I need to report on this to you. But at this point, I think it's been made pretty clear, whether you agree with it or not, that Justin Fields is going to be sticking around. I think there's a conversation worth having about trading him. I've said that many a time before. Probably won't happen. I'm cool with that. But to sit here and say we have to talk about this every day, to sit here and insinuate rumors when they really aren't true, is just ridiculous, annoying, and unoriginal. And ESPN and other mainstream media outlets are pretty known for this. Last year, they kept saying the Bears are going to be the worst team ever. They said that for about 2 weeks straight on ESPN back in May. They have nothing else to talk about, nothing else to discuss besides, oh yeah, the Bears are going to be the worst team ever. And now they're doing this again with Justin Fields. Unless you have sourcing, unless you know for sure something's going to happen, shut your mouth. That's my message to ESPN. That's my message to anybody talking about these Justin Fields trade rumors. I am sick of hearing about it. You've already worn me out. Everybody's worn me out about it. Ryan Poles has already said multiple times, Justin is our guy. And unless he's lying to everybody, which he could be, and we'll find out in draft night, be the biggest plot twist ever, Justin Fields will stay on this team. And Justin Fields will be the quarterback for the Bears for at least next year. And then depending on that performance, many more years to come. I don't think after next year is guaranteed for him like others. I think we need to see another step forward. We saw a big step forward in 2022, but there needs to be more. We need to see his passing game develop. We need to see real weapons around him. We need to see how he could do with the real team. It's fair to say, is he a running back or a quarterback? Is he going to throw for 4,000 yards next year? Will he have 30 touchdowns? We don't know. We need to see him with the real team, though, in order to decipher and figure out what exactly he is as a quarterback. That's fair to say. And I'm willing to give Justin Fields another year, maybe even 2 years, depending on how long the Bears rebuild is going to take, in order to understand whether or not he's the guy. Look, love him or hate him, everybody gave Mitch Trubisky 5 years with this Bears team. Four. Last year was kind of in and out and benched for no reason, but that's besides the point. 4 to 5 years, the Bears gave Mitch Trubisky to shine. And at times he did, at times he didn't. He's gone for good or for worse. Why aren't we giving Justin Fields that same luxury? Why aren't we giving Justin Fields that same opportunity to hold on to this job for 4 or 5 years? Why not? why must we know today? And why must there be this crusade on everybody spreading the rumor that the Bears are going to trade him? A newsflash. He's a young quarterback. The Bears have the number one overall pick. They have money to spend. They're going to build around him. They're not going to trade for a new quarterback and then set themselves back further because unless Bryce Young hops onto the scene and throws for 4,000 yards next year, it's not going to work. The Bears have a plan. It's a 1 to 2 year plan to be good again. Bringing in a rookie quarterback could take 3 or 4 years, 5 years, could be a bust. We don't know. Bryce Young could be a bust. Will Levis could be a bust. C.J. Stroud could be a bust. We don't know. We know Justin Fields showed enough last year to say, okay, he's a competent NFL quarterback, and by building around him, this team could be better next year and the year after. We do know that. We do know there's potential. We do know that there's been NFL reps, NFL snaps, NFL action, and some sort of moderate success. We know all of that about Justin Fields, so why the hell are we insinuating that the Bears are going to trade him? There's a conversation to be had, but that conversation is long gone, in my opinion. And it stops with, is Bryce Young going to be more NFL ready week one than Justin Fields? Answer is 99% no. So that's it. This Bears team is following a plan. That's the key. They're following a plan. Okay, if the Bears were 3-14 last year, they had a carousel quarterback and they had no future. Draft a quarterback. If Justin Fields was a total bust last year, draft a quarterback. If he played like he did in the first 3 games last year all season, draft a quarterback. But we saw growth. We saw moderate success. We saw a Bears rushing record for a quarterback and second most rushing yards in NFL history for a quarterback in one season. We saw records. We saw moderate success. We saw some really good things, some things that need to be worked on too. Not perfect. But I think it's a little bit ridiculous to keep insinuating, to keep turning the rumor mill back and forth, saying, going to be traded, won't be traded. I'm just sick of hearing about it. Let's focus on other quarterbacks who are literally going to be traded or who are really going to sign somewhere else. Derek Carr, Aaron Rodgers, those guys are legitimately on the trade block and or free agents who will sign somewhere else. It's going to happen. Matter of time, they're going to make their moves. Jimmy G could be on the move, right? Brock Purdy, what's going on with his elbow? Those are quarterbacks in which you can insinuate the rumor mill day in and day out. But for somebody like Justin Fields, I don't know if I've ever seen a situation like this in which you have a second-year QB who everybody seems to be tied to, and yet all these trade rumors swirl. I don't remember this conversation. I don't remember the Bears trying to trade away Mitch Trubisky after year one or year two or year three. That never happened. Maybe there were less suitors, but still. The Bears and other teams, even, for guys in their first or second year, it's very rare, if not almost impossible. The last time I could remember, Kyler Murray, Josh Rosen, Arizona. The reason why that happened, because Arizona had 1 year of Josh Rosen, and Steve Wilkes, by the way, and they said enough's enough. And now they're kind of worse off, too. Kyler Murray's turning into a bust himself. So what do we really have here? What are we really talking about? That's the issue. I'm just sick of hearing about it. Let's put it this way. We want to sit here and compare things. Is Josh Rosen similar or the same to Justin Fields? Hell no. Case closed. That's the answer. Will the Bears trade Justin Fields? Let's look back at what the Cardinals did. Kyler Murray is a far better QB than Josh Rosen. They made the right choice. And even then, Josh Rosen got a bum situation. Bad situation with Steve Wilkes being fired year one. Being a defensive guy, having nobody there to help him out. Okay? That was it. If you're really looking for the answer about Justin Fields, his future, what the Bears will do, look to Arizona and what they did with Josh Rosen and Kyler Murray. Josh Rosen was, still is, a bust of a QB. Kyler Murray, Heisman Trophy winner, number one overall pick. It was a consensus pick. Everybody knew. This guy's going to be pretty good. Bryce Young, Will Levis, C.J. Stroud, or Justin Fields, who almost broke an NFL rushing record last year, broke a Bears rushing record, and ended with a much better statistical season than in the beginning and then from the year prior. What do you think the Bears should do, guys? The number one overall pick is a generational situation. I say this almost every week on this program. Generational situation. And it's exciting. And I'm okay with the Bears moving up or, you know, trading away Fields for a quarterback if Fields was not performing. Key. If Fields and Josh Rosen were on the same plane and the Bears somehow got the number one overall pick, you bet the Bears would be trading away Justin Fields and everybody would support it. That's the thing. It's not happening that way. Fields is showing improvement. He's showing that he could be a capable, if not already competent, quarterback in the NFL. His clothes to me. Bryce Young is not a Heisman winner. Right? C.J. Stroud, Will Levis, all these quarterbacks, there's so much mystery and uncertainty surrounding them. We don't know what they're going to be in the NFL. We can only guess and make predictions. And you could say the same about Kyler Murray, but I'll tell you what, Kyler Murray, a Heisman Trophy winning quarterback out of Oklahoma, much better than Josh Rosen. Sorry. Any Josh Rosen fans out there, forgive me. But it's true. In this case, though, there's no consensus number one. We know Justin Fields is getting better. Case closed. Stop talking about it. ESPN. MSM, all these different mainstream outlets, it's getting annoying. You need to relax on the rumors.